past few months, we've been studying the major and minor prophets. And in that study, there's been a consistent theme of the prophets warning the people of the coming day of the Lord, where He will pour out His wrath on all the disobedient, specifically the Jews in Judah, but also in the nations round about. And we see that coming, and just the dread, and how the massive destruction and desolation that's going to occur. But in light of that, even though that's coming, there's always this message. And we talked about it today in class. That remnant, that's there, a way of escape from this desolation, from this destruction. A way of escape for those who will submit themselves to the Lord. If we fast forward to the New Testament, we see another day of the Lord that is promised. In 2 Peter 3, starting in verse 10, "But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, on account of which the heavens will be destroyed by burning, and the elements will melt with intense heat? But according to His promise, we are looking for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you look for these things, be diligent to be found in Him in peace, spotless and blameless, and regard the patience of our Lord to be salvation." We have another day of the Lord that is coming. And everything that was promised in that first day of the Lord, if you will, that the prophets of old spoke of, the desolation, the destruction, everything with it, you can see in this passage that we just read in 2 Peter. A lot of the same thing here. This, how the heavens and earth will be destroyed. True destruction, true desolation. That is there. But when you think about what we just read, it's interesting how the people of God are supposed to look at that. We look at it, and first of all, he talks about how we should hasten its coming. How in the world would we want, why would we want, and how can we want to hasten the coming of that day? Well, the last word in the passage that we read, salvation. For the people of the Lord, that day is not a day of destruction or desolation. It's a day of salvation. And why is it a day of salvation? Jesus Christ, the righteous branch that we talked of in class today. He is the only reason why that day of the Lord can be salvation for some, for that remnant, for those who will submit to Him. And the way He made that possible is the reason why we're gathered around this table at this time. Because He gave His life, He shed His blood to purchase back that remnant, to cleanse that remnant from their sins. And as we partake of this supper, let us remember that body which bore the brunt of our sins, that body which bore the brunt of the wrath of God being poured out on that innocent body. And let's remember His blood in that fruit of the vine, which was shed for many, to cleanse us of our sins and to give us the hope of eternal life. Amen.